Well, good evening, everybody. Merry Christmas. And does everybody know what we call the Christmas party at Sunspot? It's the Happy Birthday Jesus party. This is an official birthday party for our favorite person, Jesus Christ. So we're going to be singing some Christmas songs, but not just singing, because this is worship, because we are singing about the Lord and to the Lord. And we'll talk a little bit about the Christmas story. We have a dinner and birthday cake because this is a birthday party for Jesus. And we also have some games later as well that you should stick around for. So make yourself comfortable and the words will be on the screen. So let us sing to the birthday king. Yes, if you're able, stand up.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Sing on ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Him, Christ the Lord. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Let's sing verse 1 more time.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is
glory. We'll give him all
Praise your name forever. We'll praise your name forever. We'll praise your name forever. Christ the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Well, let's think about what it was like when Jesus entered the world on that silent night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm. Tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
And while we're all standing still, let's just sing happy birthday to Jesus.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, and we're lighting the candles on his cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
So we're going to talk about the Christmas story for a minute, and then we are going to feast together. So who knows who was born right before Jesus was? Yes, John the Baptist. Does anybody remember the name of John the Baptist's father? Oh, good job, somebody. Somebody said Zacharias. So, it says in Luke chapter 1, verse 11, "And an angel of the Lord appeared to Zacharias, standing to the right on the altar of incense. Zacharias was troubled when he saw the angel, and fear gripped him. But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John.'" And he talks about how awesome John is going to be. But what was Zacharias' response to the angel who said, "This is the will of the Lord for your life"? What was his response? Does anybody know? A lot of us know what happened to him. What happened to him? He was mute. The Lord took away his voice, and he could not speak until the will of the Lord had been carried forth, and John the Baptist, the baby boy, was born. But what was his response that caused that to happen? Well, let's read it. Verse 18. Zacharias said to the angel, "How will I know this for certain?" It's like, well, an angel of the Lord just appeared to you and told you. It was pretty certain. But he wasn't convinced. He didn't believe. And the Lord said, "Okay, shh. No talking for you. you're not gonna mess this up. It's still gonna happen whether you believe it or not." And eventually he had a complete change of heart, and he was on board with the Lord's plan. So it was not an instant yes, was it? There was some hesitancy and some unbelief and some fear and some concerns, because he's like, how could this happen? My wife is quite old. I don't really see how this is going to work. How can I know for sure? And then he went mute. So that same angel, what was his name? Anybody remember? Gabriel. Who did he go to after that? He went to Mary for about the announcement of another baby boy. Who's that baby boy? Jesus. And we are here for his birthday party tonight. So verse 26 in Luke 1. "Now in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy," who's pregnant with John the Baptist, "the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, descendant of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, 'Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid,'" just like what he told Zacharias, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Now, Zacharias, he found favor with God too, didn't he? God was like, "I'm going to use you. You're going to have a son. He's going to be John the Baptist. He's going to be awesome. He's going to prepare the way." But the difference is Mary's reaction. This is an awesome verse that Pastor Gary quotes a lot. Pastor Gary, what was Mary's response to the angel? Exactly. And that is in verse 38. "And Mary said, 'Behold, I am the Lord's servant. May it be done to me according to what you have said.'" Did Mary go mute? Was she on board with the Lord's plan? Yes, she was. So my question for you guys tonight is, are you on board with the Lord's plan? Do you want to tell God yes? Or do you want to say, "Are you sure you want to use me? I'm getting up there in years. I've been through this and that. I don't see how you could do that." No, we don't want to be like that. We want to be like Mary and say, yes, let it be done unto me according to what you have said. And who was Mary pregnant with? Jesus. When you become a Christian, who lives inside of you? Jesus. Wherever Mary went, Jesus went, right? She's pregnant with him. Well, when you become a Christian and you say yes to God, wherever you go, who goes too? Jesus. And when Mary went to visit Elizabeth, so she's pregnant with Jesus and he's pregnant, and she's, and Mary is pregnant with Jesus and Elizabeth is pregnant with John the Baptist. What was the reaction of Elizabeth when Mary entered the room with Jesus inside of her? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. When you walk into the room with Jesus, things change. Things happen. There's a reaction in the spirit. So, how do we say yes to God? You just say, yes, Lord, here I am. Use me, God. I want you to be the king of my life. Please forgive me of all the stuff that I've done wrong. Forgive me of all those times I chose other things instead of choosing you. Forgive me. I want to be united with you. I'm not turning back. You are my king forever. And next thing you know, he's with you. And wherever you go, he goes. So you guys ready to say yes to Jesus in this new year? Yes. Me too. Mm-hmm. Let it be done unto me according to what you have said. So Father God, thank you so much for sending us your son Jesus into the world. He's the one that made this union possible, because without Jesus, there was this huge void, this space between us and you, Lord, and it could never be filled. No sacrifice was big enough to cover our sin, but Lord, you came and you died for our sin. So we want to say happy birthday, Lord. Thank you for coming and being born on this earth and walking on the earth so that we could see how to walk while we walk the earth, because we want to walk like you walked, Jesus, and we want to talk like you talk, Jesus. So thank you, God. Happy birthday. We are so blessed by how things began, that you humbled yourself to come to the earth and be born in Mary. And Lord, help us to be more like Mary in this new year, more saying yes to God, and more bringing you with us every single place we go. Let everyone in this room get to see the change in the spirit that happens when they take you with them everywhere they go. In Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, we bless the food, and we bless our fellowship, and we bless our conversations tonight, and even the games. In Jesus' name, amen. So you can sign your name on the clipboard and line up, and we will be serving some dinner.